Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of serving as the pastor here. And I really trust and pray that these short 5 minutes and 5 days are a great encouragement to you. We intend for them to have this short blast of power from Scripture that really genuinely can encourage you in your walk Monday through Friday. Today, I'd love for us to talk about advice. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and give you advice you didn't ask for? Well, if you haven't, try being a pastor for a few weeks. On top of that, try being a fat pastor on top of that for a few weeks, and you'll get all kinds of advice. But I think we need to stop and question about what kind of advice should we get? Job from the Bible, I think we understand him, you know, the patience of Job, the advice that he got from his friends. He says, whether you are giving advice or receiving advice, ask questions of human counsel. Are you ready? And this is a short 6-piece step. If you're looking for advice, if you're looking to give advice, or you're receiving unwanted advice, all of these 6 can apply to you. The first one is this: is it biblical? In other words, if it's extra biblical, then we've added human rules on top of Scripture. If it's unbiblical, then we haven't taken all of Scripture. That's how we can ask this question: extra or unbiblical? Number 2, is it factual? Do you know that you know that you know that that is a fact? Or have you heard it through the string like we used to play the telephone game as a kid, and by the time it got to you, it had probably been distorted pretty poorly? Number 3, is it necessary? Is it absolutely essential to bring that up and deal with somebody? Is it absolutely necessary? You know, this is the one I get hung up on. I see folks, I see families, I see couples, I see church members who truly are in a state where somebody feels the need to point out what everybody's doing wrong, and we forget that there is so much good going on. Is it biblical? Is it factual? Is it necessary? Is it teachable? In other words, does it offer something that can build up rather than always tear down? Is it teachable that we might be able to become closer in our walk to Christ because we had this discussion? And finally, does it acknowledge the imperfection of human counsel? That's number 5. And you think about that. Do we recognize that many of us are suffering from the disease of terminal certainty, that we are so sure we are right, we forget the fact that our job isn't to try to prove we're right. The job is to try to live in such a way that we make things right. And then the final one is the one I think is the kicker. Is the advice spoken in love? That's powerful. I'll never forget, I had been the pastor here for a short time, and I walked around, and a fellow looked at me, and he said, "Wow, you're even more fat on that big screen." And I thought, well, bless your heart, dude. I guess what happens is sometimes we don't receive it well, and other times we don't deliver it well. There's a story out there about an angel that showed up at a seminary faculty meeting. And in order to honor the dean, who had been a man of unselfish and exemplary behavior, the angel said God had decided to reward him with his choice of limitless wealth, infinite wisdom, and unmatched beauty. And since the entire staff was on hand, the dean asked for advice. To a man, they quickly agreed that infinite wisdom was the best choice. And so the dean chose to be the wisest man on earth. "Done," says the angel, disappearing immediately in a cloud of smoke. Every head in the room turned to the dean, and he sat perfectly still, surrounded by a faint halo of light. At length, one of his colleagues whispered and said, "Say something. Please, it's dead in this room. Say something." And they were all anxious to hear what the wisest man in the world would say first. What wisdom had he be given? And very slowly, very carefully, very certainly, here's what he said: "I should have taken the money." Isn't that true, though? I mean, wisdom is something that can often keep us from being the most popular guy in the room. Think about it. With all that newfound wisdom, he only knew that he'd had some bad advice. Friends, listen to me. I believe with all my heart, when we look and recognize, is it biblical? Is it factual? Is it necessary? And is it teachable? I love this part. I look at in the book of Job in chapter 4, verse 6, and here's what it says: "Should not your piety be your confidence? And then it goes back, and he followed the law to the letter and even had surpassed it. And what was his reward? A season of suffering that he had destroyed any foundation of hope or confidence he'd ever have in his own ability. Does it acknowledge the imperfections of human counsel? I mean, I bet I have counseled people poorly plenty of times. And I think at times it's because we often just don't hush. We keep trying to make things better and we dig a deeper hole. Is it spoken in love? I mean, genuinely, is it spoken in love? Is it received in such a way that it's easy to recognize it's spoken in love? When people are hurting, they long for answers more than ever before. But at that exact point, the answers are harder to come by than ever before. Some of the answers never come. There is, however, an answer. For 7 years, a guy by the name of Terry Anderson was held as a hostage of Shiite Muslim fundamentalists. And a former reporter for the AP had been taken captive and held as a political prisoner. And for 7 terrible years, he was moved from location to location, hidden successfully and sentenced to horrible loneliness. And before he was taken as a hostage, Anderson had given a lot of thought to the matters of faith. But in prison, he was allowed to have a Bible. Listen to what he said. Constantly over the years, I found consolation and counsel in the Bible. I was given it in the first few weeks. And after this ordeal, no other thing in the world could match that. This is just a test. It's no consolation for that. But I suffered greatly, and in ways that seemed so close to what I was going through, I read the Bible more than 50 times, cover to cover, in those first few years. That is what got me through. The advice, my friend, that most of us seek is found from on high. It is found through His people, and it is always found in His Word. Friend, run to Scripture if you want to find the greatest advice of all time. I trust you're having a great week, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend at Sugar Hill Church. We have worship gatherings at 9:30 and 11, and also have a Spanish service at 11 a.m. in our chapel. And we're always streaming live on Facebook and also at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.